A grandson of slaves, Douglas Wilder, has many firsts under his name. After Reconstruction, he was the first African-American to serve as a state senator and later hold a statewide office in Virginia. He was also the first elected African-American governor in the country.
And I give the credit to the people who believe that it was the right thing to do, and they did it. None of this comes as a result of individual accomplishment.
But Wilder says his message of unity and governing on behalf of the people resonated, something he says is missing in some advocacy groups and elected officials now.
If those groups were out there doing what many thought they should be doing, or think they should be doing, would you need a Black Lives Matter? Would you need a Me Too group? Would you need any of those groups? So it means somewhere along the line, we've lost that connectedness with the people.
And he says it's the people who need to restore it.
That's why it's the job of the younger people to demand to be heard and to demand that those who speak for them speak for them, not to them.
Wilder will be speaking at the Lansing Center on MLK Day. In East Lansing, I'm Laura Michaels.